British Plumbing, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, this is Ben, again from Local Splash.
Yes, one moment, Ben.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Cool.
Perfect. So I'm just following up, Kevin, in regards to the Local Splash app.
Yeah, you said you were gonna see if it would be active, right?
Yes, so we are able to activate it, right? Main issue you were having with the app, you know, is the fact that it hasn't spent anything yet. So if it doesn't spend anything, we need to spend at least $1 so you can have the option to turn it off and on at any point. So
okay.
Uh-huh.
Gosh. I bet she's at the door. Well, I don't know. I heard the door, but she might have shut it. So you want me to call and charge it? How do you want to do it?
No. I mean, I'm able to turn it on right now. I'll turn it on. And like we said, after that first call that you get from Google Guaranteed, you'll be
mm-hmm.
able to turn it off and on at any point.
Okay, so it's on right now, in other words.
Yes, it's on right now. Like we said, we're just going to wait for that first call to come in. Once you get that
okay.
first call from Google Guaranteed, you'll have the option to turn it off and on at any point.
Okay. Now, if it's an ad call, I don't get charged for those, right? Remember, you guys look at the calls, and these calls are supposed to be good calls.
Yes, I mean, if it's somebody asking for a job, or if it's something that's not relevant to a quote, then you don't get
right.
charged for it, okay? If you do get any of those calls, you can report them. You can let us know. You know, you can send me a little text. Google listens to them anyways, so sometimes they proactively credit that. But I'll be keeping a lookout.
Right. Now are these calls like, let's say, hey, how much is the toilet? And I said, well, I don't give prices over the phone. Ah, fuck you. And then hang up.
We can dispute that.
Okay. But even if they don't say fuck you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, well, because that's one of the reasons why the guy sold me the thing. He goes, no, these are good calls. And as long as you've been there, have people been using this tool?
Yeah. Yeah, no, people use it. I personally feel it's the best one, to be honest. As regardless,
okay.
it shows up at the very top of Google, right, where people are searching. And if they don't
right.
click on it, you're not going to be charged. But that exposure is still valuable, right? And like we said, once you get those calls, if it's not valid, we will definitely be working on ensuring that you're not charged for this.
Okay, cool. And it's how much was it a call? It was like $40-something a call, a click or something.
Let's see 43. The limit that we set up. Just give me a second.
It didn't matter how big or how small, it was a certain rate. That's what the guy gave me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because it depends. You know, it's basically like a bid that you have with the other businesses, right? So we set the limit. I'm going to tell you exactly what that limit is on a per bid basis. Let me see. Sorry, Kevin. Just one more minute, please. Give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the max bid that we set up was $46.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. $46.67 to be exact. With a total of $609 as the budget. So, you know, now that we turn it on, we will be able to evaluate, right? How much it's showing, and we start getting calls. So just please, you can send me a little text, you can let me know. I'll keep a lookout here. I'll work on the website, just adding the other pictures you sent in.
Yeah, okay. So now since it's on, I see that it's on, I kind of did want to work at night, but I can't turn it off until we get a call, right?
Until you get a call. Uh-huh. After that first call, you can turn it off and on, and I can set up a schedule, though. If you like the app to just show up at night, we can do so.
No, just leave it, because I'm 24 hours.
Okay.
I'll just wait for that call. It doesn't matter.
Sounds good.
And then that way I can control it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, sir.
And where's my ad being shown?
The ad is going to be shown on the Google Verified section. So when somebody searches, you know, plumber near me, and they're within the service area, right, it's going to be showing up in the top three. Now, those rotate, right, but there's a list as well of all businesses. Those are Google guaranteed. That's the very top of the search.
So the very top, I'm looking at plumbers near me right now.
You see the ones that are Google verified?
Plumbers near me. Oops. Next plumbing, heating, plumbing master. What does this show verified?
Well, we just turned the ad on, right? But it does. You should see the Google verified businesses at the very, very top.
So, can you give me an example where I can punch it in, so I can see it?
Okay.
Can
you send me a little screenshot of what you're looking at, so I can show you what we're seeing? Uh huh.
Yeah, I put plumbers, I just typed in plumbers near me. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And let me see.
If you can send me a screenshot, I can tell you exactly where we're going to be showing up.
Okay. I just sent you something. You see it? Hello?
I'm sorry, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, let me just pull that up, all right? One moment. Here it is. I got the image. Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you see where it says sponsored plumbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see those two businesses first, and then you see show more?
Okay.
And then you get a full list. Uh-huh. So basically, like we said, Google rotates, right, the top businesses that are shown, you know, based on the search and the business, but you still come up on that list that says show more as well. So it's going to be rotating on that top, the top of the website.
Okay. I still don't see myself, but... You have to put it in there or something right now?
No, I attribute it to the fact that we're just turning this on. I mean, so
okay.
It is going to be on that list. So we'll just keep a lookout to make sure that it is.
All right, and then where else do they see me?
Well, for example, if you scroll down a little more, right, there's also a section on there's a Google map section, which is called, you should see it under places there or business. So... We are actively working on improving the ranking there, but that is called organic ranking. So that's where they take into consideration, you know, how old is the business on Google, the reviews that they've left, you know, the investment in ads. So we're actively working on growing there as well. I noticed that, well, you got that one review in the last 6 months. So, you know, if we can push for a little more reviews, we can definitely, you know, get a ton more exposure there too. I can show you how to request them from the app. It's actually really simple.
How do I do that?
So you, in the app, you just hit the three little lines on the upper right-hand side, which is the menu.
Okay.
And then you hit reviews.
Okay, let me get out of here. Three little dots up in the corner. I'm on the local splash, so I don't see the three little dots on, let's see. Let me go on this one right here. Okay. Right here. And then the three little lines, website listings. Google Hives ads, reviews, go reviews, okay.
Reviews, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then,
And you should see a little button that says request review. See it?
Request history, request, request is the big one in the middle. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once you click on it, it just asks you for the name and number, right? And the email is optional, okay? And that will basically send the invitation to your client, right? Letting them know that if they had a good experience with you, to please share it with others by leaving a review on Google. And they just need to open that link, and it's going to take them directly where they need to go, okay?
Okay. All right, then.
This is going to make it a lot easier, you know, for them to do it. And like we said, those reviews, they show up both on Google Maps and Google Guaranteed. Okay? So that always helps us sell ourselves.
Sounds good. So I'll work on getting some reviews for my clients.
Perfect. Do you have any questions right now, Kevin?
The phone number is going to go, when they give me a call, it's going to go to the 323, or is it going to go to the 978?
323, 979,
or 978?
979-2822.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the primary receiving line, uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll have that on me, and we'll go from there.
All righty. I'll keep a lookout here, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, and because I just opened this up, so I could probably get one, like, within 20 minutes, or I can get one in 2 days, right?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, since there is a little learning curve, I'd give it about 2-3 days for traction to really vamp up.
Okay. All right, then.
I will keep a look out here. Let me know if you have any questions, Kevin, all right?
I definitely will. Okay, man. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks so much. God bless as well. Take care. Bye-bye.